The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone and welcome. And this mindfulness that we're exploring and discovering, it's always a discovery. This Dharma that we're discovering here and now is always a discovery. It's always a feeling that, not a feeling, but we never go, we never bother, never go to the effort of thinking that we've seen it before. We never have to have the mental, the neurons firing that saying, this is not interesting, or this is too much, this is, you know, not what I was hoping for. All those kinds of ideations are not needed in the simplicity of just here and now as something to be known, to be experienced, to be felt in its radical simplicity. And yesterday I offered this teaching about just the ouch and the ah, without needing to analyze what the ouch is or what the ah is or think about its past and its future and what to do about it. Keep it that simple. The other very radical simplicity of this practice is to be with the experience, the ouches, the ahs, the knowing of it, whatever the experience is, even if it's not ouch or ah, but to be with it as in the changing river of time, to be with it in the current of how things are always flowing past or through. It's kind of like, a little bit like we're standing in a river, and maybe we're standing, but in the moment, right with us, the water's always flowing by. And to stay in the flow of the present moment as it comes from the past in a sense and goes to the future, or comes from the future and flows back to the past, whatever your metaphor might be, just right here in the changing nature. And what's interesting is that this principle, this being grounded as best we can here and now in the changing, flowing nature of it, is that what we discover is the ways that we freeze the moment, the way we resist the change, the way we step out of that flow by thinking, by wanting something different, by remembering the past or the future, reacting to something, wanting to analyze it, figure it out. These movements out of the river of time, out of the river of change and movement and flow of what's happening. And that flow of change that we tune into is both the change of experiences as they come and go, and new experiences come that weren't expected maybe, and they're there for a moment and something else comes. But they also involve the changing nature of the knowing itself. Knowing is a little bit fickle. Knowing jumps around and so to kind of be there. So like if you're with your breathing and then you're with some kind of thoughts about the breath or about yesterday's breathing, then the knowing, the awareness has shifted to something else, and there's a sound outside, and the knowing shifts to the sound. And is it a knowing that shifts and moves? Is it the sound that moves, that comes to you, is moving? What is it that's, you know, the constant moving of the mind, of awareness, of experiences? not to be straining to look for it, that's just more kind of freezing in the flow, but relaxing into the very simplicity of the experience here and now, to know it for oneself. So to assume a meditation posture, a posture of confidence that yes, maybe with a yes, yes, I will sit here. In a sense, standing in the ground, standing in the middle of the river of time. Yes, here is where I'll sit, be present with confidence. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And on the exhales, closing the eyes and settling in to this spot here, now. And letting your breathing return to normal. And continue on the exhale, on the inhale, to feel your body, feel where the holding is. Maybe holding tension is a little bit of an ouch. Feeling that on the inhale and the exhale, letting your body relax, soften. And then quietly, peacefully, calming the mind, relaxing the thinking mind. And as you're experiencing your breathing, the breathing itself, the way it's experienced in the body, is a changing experience. To some degree, it's a change that repeats itself, but it's still a changing experience. Spend some time now centering yourself on the changing nature of sensations connected to breathing. And as you do so, become aware also of the changing nature of what you know, of the knowing itself. That you might know the breathing. The mind might move, awareness might move to know something else, my voice. And then back to the breathing. Stay centered on the breathing, the changing nature of sensations. But be aware as well of where the knowing is and how the knowing might come and go and where it goes. It too is changing. Don't worry about the change if you can just know and see the change. Maybe with your breathing, maybe some other way. Know how your experiences in the moment now, here, are changing. And be aware of how your knowing itself shifts and changes. And these two changing things, our experience and our knowing, relax back into that awareness, alertness, that can allow this to flow along in the present moment, the shifting, changing nature of experience and of knowing. Both are in the flow of time. What we experience is changing, shifting. The knowing is changing and shifting. Both the known and the knowing come and go and change and calmly being aware of change. Change of what we know and the knowing itself. And if you're aware of all this with a kind of background awareness or overviewing awareness, they can know what's happening with your knowing. That awareness is maybe where freedom is found. Being aware of change, the shifting, moving, inconstant nature of our experience. Being aware of it and resting in that awareness. Kind of like you're not standing in the river, but floating in the river of change. Carried along in the current. That's where freedom is found. A or that is where you can feel that you're resisting or change or stuck and not moving along with change. As soon as you know clearly that you're stuck, clearly not in the river of change, at that moment, in a way, you're back in the river. If you trust it, if you allow for it, it's just another moment of knowing that has just arisen. And as we come to the end of this sitting, the end is just a continuation of change and comings and goings. Just another moment in the river of time that we only connect to in the present. And to be at ease in this river, to not freeze it or be stuck in some way, not hang on to the branches on the sides of, hanging over the sides of the river, to be available for the changing nature of this world, where the present moment is not static, but dynamic. To be available and open, receptive, and to see that it can be that stance, that way of being, can be a gift for how we are in the world. Certainly many of the other ways of being is not a gift. But to be present and available, aware and attuned to how things shift and change, and to be present to feel it, to sense it, is a way of connecting more deeply to other people and to our life. May it be that the freedom of our awareness, our ability to be aware freely, with freedom, allows for a wonderful channel of our care and goodwill to flow into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our ability to be mindful, aware here in the present, contribute to this possibility. Thank you.